Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. This is our Superflex Draft 2. Why is this not scrolling up? And it is 7 o'clock and we're starting the draft. All right. Well, good lord. These guys aren't even in here, Cam.
So they're going to auto pick?
They better not.
Well, that's no fun.
No. Big Mike got the first pick. I don't know if he knew he was in this. Dalton and Kyle aren't in here either. Did you have a chance to go back and listen to the podcast?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, you don't like to smell your own farts. Right?
Nope. I don't. I don't like smelling any farts.
Nah, I don't blame you. I can't lie. Sometimes the gross man in me is like, oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, well, different strokes for different folks.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's my own. It's like your child.
Yeah. I wonder if Joey smells his own farts. Well, he has to in the combine.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that would get rank.
Oh, man. You got to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, Mike was trying to trade the first pick just like 5 minutes ago.
Well, a little late to the game now.
Yeah.
You might as well just pick Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes because you know that's what he's going to do.
Oh, man, these guys are posting in the chat already.
They're already talking smack?
Main event Mike, who is Matt W's friend, just posted a meme of Beetlejuice saying, it's showtime. Huh. If these guys would have given me some like heads up, I could have postponed it a few minutes. But, oh well. First pick, auto pick. Mike Haugen picks Josh Allen.
Huh. Who's got the next pick?
Good lord, why is my phone beeping? That's a big oof. I don't know. Jay Haug, I believe that's Mike's brother, picked Patrick Mahomes with a second pick. Big Ben Dalby's on the clock. Oh, he picked Christian McCaffrey already. Holy cow. I wonder if he's on auto pick again.
It wouldn't have went that quick if he's on auto pick. It would have went down to the 2-minute wire.
If you push the button. Oh, good lord, it's me. CeeDee Lamb's off the board. I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
With my first pick again. For those of you that have like followed this before. Man. I think
Are you gonna go for a stack or you're not like you're gonna watch for
I don't know yet. I'm looking at him right now. And I'm just I don't know what the right thing to do is, Cam.
That's why you got me here.
Oh, yes.
That's why you got the island boy.
Yes, I don't remember the song.
Better remember it. You're the only one that knows it.
I've changed it every time.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I think I might... Oh, CJ Stroud goes next. So, first picks, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb. I picked Tyreek Hill. CJ Stroud goes to Joey... I didn't just call him Joey in this league. But this is Joey Sauer. He's also in the other Superflex league. Yeah.
Yep. Let's call him Joe.
Joe.
There's only one Joey.
Yeah, that's true. Then Jalen Hurts goes to Dalton. And did you know there was a rumor going around that I kicked him out of the Dynasty League?
That what?
Do you remember playing with Dalton a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was telling people I kicked him out of the league and he was mad at me still. After all this time. And yeah. So I was driving by him this morning. I popped out and hey man, I said I hope there's no hard feelings. I really didn't. If you felt that way, he's like, no, I knew better. He's like, I knew you weren't that big of a jerk. He's like, but that's just what I tell people. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's okay. I'll tell a little bit of a story just for fun too. So let me think. So four quarterbacks off the board, two receivers, one running back. Kyle. I'm trying to remember. He, because we drafted
he
with him.
Back. He went running back. Heavy.
And he's drafting in the eighth spot, and that's what he drafted last time, too. I was kind of hoping I accidentally set the – we didn't have everybody filled up yet, and I hit, like, the randomizer, and then it didn't fill out, like, the rest of the league, so I just hit randomize again. I ended up fifth, and so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mike was peddling his first pick, but it's like, I don't know. It's – yeah. I know the first pick is supposed to be the most valuable pick because it's number one. Ooh, Justin Jefferson goes to Kyle.
That must have been Rambo.
Nope, that was Kyle. Rambo picked Lamb.
He did, huh? Okay.
Yeah. And I told you, I didn't. I was looking everywhere for that, like, some guy named Matt that we played with last year. I'm like, I couldn't figure it out.
Well, that's not his name.
It's not? It's Rambo?
Well, it's not some guy named Matt. It's Matt.
Well, I didn't know. My brother's name is Matt. I work with a couple Matts. It's okay. Jamar Chase went to Matt Winnagle. Wookaroo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, has he signed yet?
He has not signed, but he was on the field the day I heard. And then new guy, Main Event Mike. He's Matt's friend, Matt W's friend. Picked Lamar Jackson and Breece Hall. Bijan.
That's actually.
Yeah. Bijan's still on the board, though.
He ain't falling to you.
No. He might. I am still. Oh, I was looking at here, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna stick to my guns and keep my receiver, at least for the first two rounds. But I don't know. What do you think of Anthony Richardson? Love him.
Well, is this 6 point or 4 point?
6 point.
I don't know. You can. Maybe let him go for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, Amon-Ra St. Brown goes to Matt.
Ooh, Matt, which Matt?
Winnagle.
Okay. And then, and my buddy Rambo, he's at the number four pick. He's the one that's got CD.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to. It'd be nice if he'd get a red bandana and put that on with his long hair like John Rambo, and take a picture and put it for his.
His picture here is he's got a backwards cap on. It looks like in a green T-shirt.
And I'll have to talk to him about that tomorrow.
So how do you know him? Is he like work friend, life friend, or?
No, work friend. Yeah. He's a UPS driver. He's a good egg.
Okay.
Yeah. He does like the west side of town.
Oh,
so
west side represent
not the complete west side, but over by like I don't know, hospital and Wilkinson School.
Oh, in town. Like he's not out by our house.
Yeah, no, he's not. No.
Okay, that would be cool. I'd leave him a flaming bag of poo to pick up.
Yeah, burning. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm sure that's a crime.
I know. Is it?
I would assume so. Well, I guess it's my property. I do what I want.
Well, I do know of a house that he delivers to in town over by Wilkinson where I could probably make that arrangement happen for you if you ever wanted to.
Nah, it's fine. I'm not that spiteful.
Okay, good.
Bijan goes to Mr. Kyle. You know, it's funny. People, like, when they first, Tiger Woods. I'm like, Tiger Woods? Like, yeah, Kyle. Like, Kyle does not look anything like Tiger Woods. And I looked up a picture of Tiger Woods. I'm like, oh, yeah, he does look like Tiger Woods.
He looks exactly like
yeah,
Tiger
he Woods. Yeah, he does. Okay. Dalton took Joe Burrow. Joey took Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, I'm on the clock. I've got
What quarterbacks are there right now?
A.J. or Anthony Richardson, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray. I think... Man.
What wide receivers?
A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison, Drake London. I think I might just take A.J.
A.J. is supposed to have a pretty good year.
Yep. That's,
take him.
Yep.
Hit it.
No, yeah. Quit bossing me around.
It worked last time.
What? No.
Maybe I wasn't so bossy.
You weren't bossy at all.
I was persuasive a little bit.
Oh my God! It's not like you're trying to get down my pants.
No, not at all.
Okay, Rambo takes Garrett Wilson. Whoa, I think I need to speak into the microphone. There was a weird echo otherwise.
Is this live? Do you think Joey'd be listening in the combine?
No, this isn't live. I tried to do a Facebook Live, and I kind of did, but I am not at all set up to do it right. So, okay. And then I kind of wanted to release the sound as a podcast anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure yet how to rip the audio file for a podcast from a video, especially from a live. Mm. Quiet Bear, Big Ben Dalby picks Anthony Richardson at the 2-8.
Well, there goes your hopes and dreams.
See, Joey today, I talked to Joey today for quite a while, and he is like, I said, keep it for the cast. And holy cow, that's coming back fast. So, Puka Nacua went to Jayhawk. I think his name is Joe. And then Mike took Marvin Harrison, followed by Dak Prescott. I think he's still on auto pick. And
they were pretty good auto picks.
Mm-hmm. And then coming back, Joe took Kyler Murray. So he's got Mahomes, Nacua, and Murray. Ben has got McCaffrey, Richardson, and Barkley. Matt has got Lamb and Wilson. And he is on the clock. And I am too busy talking. And I'm like, this draft is already different than last night's.
They're all different.
Oh, this is.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I do. You know what? I'm looking. If he comes to me, Jordan Love. Green Bay has, like, their first game out of the gate is tough at Philadelphia. And then they face five bottom defenses in the next weeks after that.
Okay.
If he doesn't take Jordan Love, I think I'm going to take him here.
What other quarterbacks are there?
There are Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, Tua, Caleb, Jared, Trevor, Jaden.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be a pretty good.
And but there's Drake London, Chris Olave, Devonta Adams, Brandon Ayuk, Mike Evans, Michael Pittman.
That's a lot of number one wide receivers right there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. And Atlanta has a tough opening schedule. And New Orleans has got. Yeah. They're kind of tough, too. Las Vegas has got a really tough schedule. So Jonathan Taylor went off the board. Well, you know, I'm not in love with
any of these. Are you up?
I'm up. I should.
Miles.
What?
The Highwayman Krogman.
The Highwayman. Do I take Olave or London?
Boy. If you're gonna pick between those two, you got Olave last time, and you rolled Drake.
Yeah.
Drizzy Drake. He's got Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball, and look who.
Yeah.
God. I don't know.
I love having the same teams.
I do too, but.
Man. Oh, where's
my. Where are you going, Jordan Love?
I went Olave.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not quite. Yeah, remember, I got Kyler in the sixth and Jaden in the seventh. On this other Superflex league, and he's already gone in the third already. Yep. So
these guys might be a little bit. I don't know. They might be a little bit more in tune here.
No, that's. I don't even know if it's. Let me think. There's a few of them that know stuff. Whoa. Oh man, Mike did not mean to take Dak. He did not turn off his auto pick. He just signed in, but he didn't turn off his auto pick. So he's like, oh, man, I picked Dak on accident. Crap.
Trade him. Okay, this is what I'd do. Trade him Dak for your next pick.
I don't want Dak right now.
Why not?
Where is it here? They've got a really tough opening schedule.
Good players are going to play.
Yeah.
You're the one that told me that.
What? That doesn't sound like me at all.
In 2017.
Oh, okay. Oh, play your studs. So I took Chris Olave at the 3-5. Joey takes Brandon Ayuk at 3-6. What?
Joe.
Well, there's already another Joe in here that actually goes by Joe.
Oh, what the heck? You know too many Joes and Joeys.
Yeah, there's two Matts and two Joes in this league. Or Joe and a Joey.
Oh, okay. And well, it's...
Okay.
Let it slide.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? James Cook. Oh, I guess speaking of... James Cook goes to Dalton. Kyle takes Jordan Love. Matt Wittenagel is on the clock.
He's going to take Kenneth Walker.
He's a Seattle man, isn't he? That's really...
For DK. Yeah.
That is so, so, so early for him, though. For Kenneth Walker. Took Mark Andrews.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He can have him. Sorry, Matt, if you listen to this. But, no.
Travis Kelce goes to main event Mike. We got two Mikes in this league. This is like, we got two Mikes. We got two Joes/Joeys. And two Matts. No wonder why this is so confusing to me. And then he took Brock Purdy. So his team so far is Lamar Jackson, Breece Hall, Travis Kelce, Brock Purdy. Then we got Matt Wittenagel coming back. And let's see. I'm going to queue. You know who I've decided I like is Kincaid. Oh, I like McBride too, though.
Yeah, they're both pretty damn good.
Yeah. And then I've got these guys all out of order in my queue.
But, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You got the island boy here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk you down.
You know what's crazy is I used to have 30-second draft picks, and it just because I was running so many leagues. Oh, Derrick Henry just went to Matt Wittenagel.
That's a good pick.
Uh-huh. It was He kind of went early, and then Drake London just went to Kyle. Man. I might pick up a pizza. Not really. You know what? Yeah. Caleb Williams has probably got the easiest starting schedule, but I think
that's tough.
You know who's got a really Josh Jacobs that plays Philadelphia opening or they have a Friday night game this year.
Yep.
But after that game, he's got a really cake schedule. So he
might.
He's got AJ Dillon's hurt. Marshawn Lloyd has been out. So who knows what's going to happen there. Man, I don't like where my microphone is. I have to like lean up here. Yeah, I think I need one of those arms. So Dalton is on the clock, but he is not online. Do you know he got married, Dalton?
No, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. Huh. And he's a good kid. I like him.
Yeah.
He runs a little hot, but that's all right.
He's a good dude. He's more than a kid now.
Yeah, I know.
I know, but you got to give it to him.
Ooh. So last time I took Dalton Kincaid in the fourth. And I am sitting here.
Well, then take him.
Well, what if I take Trey McBride this time?
You're the one that said you like to have the same players.
I do. I do. You know what? You're right. It's like I like the sameness.
I think he's going to be the number one in Buffalo.
I think you're right.
Honestly.
I think you're right. And it's sometimes I get spooked because Dalton went into auto pick. Sam Laporta goes to him. Let's see what we got. So, the Kyren Williams, Travis Etienne, Davante Adams, Justin Herbert, Tua Tango, blah, 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 blah. Caleb Williams, Trey McBride, Jared Goff, Josh Jacobs. Those are the highest-ranked players on the board right now. I'm picking next. I've got my three receivers. Oh, Trey McBride just went. I'm going to take...
Might want to think about a quarterback.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is Kenneth Walker still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's way down from here. You know what?
Well, he ain't coming back to you because Matt's got two picks.
Matt's already picked in this round.
Oh.
You know what? I think
if you want to do a stack, I don't know how much extra points they get you or whatever. They screw you on a bye week, but, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, man, I am on the clock. I'm looking.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just, you know what? Mike Evans just keeps producing. And then there's
Is Josh Jacobs still there?
Yeah, he is. All right, I took Mike Evans. He wasn't there last time.
Can you believe it? You also got Kyler in the fifth or sixth round in that last draft.
Yep.
So it's a whole different can of worms right now.
Oh yeah. Yep. It's like I said, a lot of guys have already got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks in the first round, 2 in the second, and 3 in the third, and 1 in the fourth.
How many teams have 2?
1, 2, 3, 4 teams have 2 already. And I draft after 2 of them. Rambo's team does not have a quarterback yet. Ben has 1. And then Joe and Mike Haugen both have their 2 already.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think this seems so weird, but I think I'm enjoying finding. Oh, Josh Jacobs goes to Rambo. So yeah, he's got Lamb and Wilson. Lamb, Wilson, Taylor, and Jacobs. So that's good.
Yeah.
And then I've got Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Chris Olave, and Mike Evans, though. So I'm sticking to the plan. Because did I tell you I kind of ran some analysis? Oh, and Davante Adams goes to Ben. Let's see what else is going on here. I think I like those running backs I picked up late. I'm glad you did talk me into Chuba. I will say that. Yeah. Travis Etienne goes to Joe Haug. Let's see what. Now Mike knows he's not on auto draft. So let's see. He's not going to go quarterback, I wouldn't think. So I'm just looking at stuff. He's got two QB. Okay, he took Pacheco. He might come back here with Kyren. That's what I'm. Jalen Waddle went. So, that's okay. So, this is what I'm thinking. If Kincaid is there, I've got. Okay, Michael Pittman just went. Ben is on the clock. So, Mike Haugen has Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Marvin Harrison, Jalen Waddle, and Isaiah Pacheco. Joe Haug has got Patrick Mahomes, Puka Nacua, Kyler Murray, Travis Etienne, and Michael Pittman. Ben just took Diggs, and I'm going to take Kincaid. Wait, Rambo's on the clock, sorry. I think so, and he's got Lamb, Wilson, Taylor, and Jacobs. What do you think? There's Kyren Williams, Devon Achane.
You might go tight end.
I think I'm going tight end here. If he doesn't take Kincaid, I'm going to take Kincaid here.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to have to roll quarterbacks because that's just too good of a deal to pass up right now, I think.
Yeah.
Or who else?
No, we'll just take Kincaid and get it done with.
Yeah, because I heard Pitts is hurt. Ingram what? Might be. Yeah. Yeah, Pitts is questionable. He got banged up. Or Evan Ingram and George Kittle are going later. And Jake Ferguson. Yeah. You know what? Doing an audible. Tua, if Rambo does not take him, I'm going to take Tua here.
He's thinking right now,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
he?
Oh, yeah, he's. So, do you talk to him at work?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Yeah.
He told me you guys were, that you got another draft.
Oh, yeah, I got him into a dynasty league. There was an orphan team. Okay, he took Cooper Kupp. He took Cooper Kupp. I am taking Tua. Where's Miami at on the schedule? Okay, Miami has an easy opening schedule. Done. Okay, their first five games for Miami. We have Jacksonville, Buffalo, Seattle, Tennessee, and then New England, and then a bye. So, middle of the pack defenses, then an easy defense, and New England is supposed to be one of the top tens. Okay, so after I went, Sauer, I'm just going to call him Sauer, Joey Sauer, took Jared Goff, so he's got Stroud, Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brandon Ayuk, and Trey McBride. Dalton just took Kyren Williams, so he's got, is it James Cook? For the Buffalo Bills. Why do I keep messing up his name?
Yeah, it's James. Yep.
So he's got Cook and Kyren Williams, Sam Laporta, and then he's got Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow.
So and he has no wide receivers?
He has no receivers yet. Kyle took Devon Achane, so he's got Bijan and Achane, and his receivers are Justin Jefferson and Drake London, and his quarterback is Jordan Love.
That's a pretty solid team. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, remember last time he started off really tough too, or started out really strong, and then it kind of faded off at the end. But, I mean, whose team doesn't?
Yeah.
Quite honestly. Okay, on Matt Wukuru, well, actually, it's Winnagle, he just took Justin Herbert, his first quarterback, and he also has Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, Jamar Chase, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And then main event Mike took Deebo Samuel. So he's got Purdy, Kelsey, Lamar Jackson, Breece Hall on that team. And he's back, coming back around at the 10th pick. Man. Yeah, I think. Man, I kind of like Caleb Williams here. No, that's wrong, Miles. Don't even do it. And then main event Mike. That just reading off his screen name takes Nico Collins. So, if Kincaid falls to me here, that has to be my pick.
Yeah.
So, I'm just kind of comparing it to my picks the other night, and I went Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Dalton Kincaid in the 4th, DK Metcalf, and then I got Kyler in the 6th. So, and then Jaden Daniels. I came right back on Jaden Daniels in the 7th. So, it's like, okay, Matt just took the Matt Windnagel, took DJ Moore.
That's a good pick.
Oh, there went Dalton. Ha! Dalton Kincaid goes to Kyle. Rashad White goes to Dalton.
And you're up.
And Kincaid's gone? Joey S. is going. And let's see. I'm color coding my draft board. So, all right. Who do I want here, Cam? Should I? So, everybody after me, there's two teams that have two quarterbacks. One team has one. Your buddy Rambo has none. Joe Mixon goes. Now I'm on the clock. Do I take DK Metcalf and or Devontae Smith and then wait until and try and catch one of those quarterbacks on the way back, or do I just pick Jaden Daniels and let the rest sort it out? Because these guys, you know what? I think I'm going to go DK because I've already got AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, DK on my team. Oh, there's a... Oops. Okay. Oh, Rambo took Stafford. I think he had him all queued up, ready to go in the barrel.
Yeah.
Man, do you think I'm... Let's see. What are you going to take here, Ben? So far, Ben has McCaffrey and Barkley, so you know he's not going running back. He's got Devonta Adams and Stephon Diggs. He has one quarterback, Anthony Richardson. So, but on the board right now is Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence, Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Devontae Smith, Kyle Pitts, Kenneth Walker, Alvin Kamara, Amari Cooper, Kirk Cousins. He took Caleb Williams. Perfect. That wasn't even a sarcastic perfect.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah.
Then Kyle Pitts went to Joe Haug. If so, that's his first tight end. He is gonna probably take another running back on the way back, I'm guessing. Mike, okay. Big Mike. Funny, we have a Big Ben, a Big Matt, and a Big Mike in this draft. Maybe that's the way I'm gonna start talking about him. Well, are you making some soup, old man?
No, I'm air frying something. Making some soup, yeah.
Okay, Devontae.
Relax.
Devonta Smith goes to Big Mike. And I think he's going to take the Kenneth Walker and Kamara are sitting right here. I think he's going to take one of those two. He's only got Pacheco. I don't see him taking a tight end here. Did I take a tight end? Nope, I did not. I think Ferguson is going to be fine. And yeah. Big Mike took Kenneth Walker.
Shoot.
What? I wasn't going to take
him. You can take him.
No. Okay, Malik Nabers went off the board. We are back to Big Ben. Do you know Ben?
Nope.
Nope. Good guy. Really good guy.
That's cool.
He's a bit like a big man. But yeah. Very, very sweetheart. So, all right. Okay, Amari Cooper went off the board. Now we're to your buddy Rambo. He's got one quarterback, two running backs, and three wide receivers. So, if he takes Jaden Daniels here, do you think Kittle or Ingram? I think I'm gonna queue up Ingram just in case. I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a PPR, and they just fed the man, and he's got a relatively easy schedule, and I think I keep hearing like he could be like just an absolute beast. But I like Jake Ferguson too.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I like Jake.
Yeah.
He's kind of sneaky, but he's you know. I'm washing my hands right now in case you're listening to this.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you big dummy. Yeah, you can't.
Who'd he take?
He took a quarterback.
Who? Jaden?
No. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I took Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, okay.
I shouldn't have called him a big dummy. I don't even know him.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He's good.
Yeah. Okay, then after.
Not a big dummy, just a dummy.
I shared the podcast with everybody in the other league, so I sent them the link. So I said,
yeah.
So we get into like analyzing the draft at the end. So I took Jaden Daniels. Joey S took Chris Godwin. Dalton took T. Higgins. Kyle took Trevor Lawrence. Big Matt. Actually, you said, is Rambo a smaller guy? Or is he
he's fairly decent size, yeah. But he's not near like Big Mike or Matt Windnagle.
Yeah. Okay. So Matt Windnagle took Alvin Kamara, main event, Mike, took George Kittle and then came back. That was a 7-10 to come back with 8-1 for Aaron Jones. What do you think about Aaron Jones this year?
I don't know.
He's old, man. And I don't know. I'm not excited about the Vikings this year. I probably should be. Oh, George Pickens just went to Matt.
He can have him.
Yeah. You know, I think I misspoke the other night when I said that Pittsburgh had a rough opening schedule, and they don't. Like, their first four games are slack. They're, like, should be easy, and then they've got three tough ones in a row. Okay, Christian Kirk and Curtis Samuel.
Who took him?
Dalton. Ooh, Dalton? He said he didn't know anything about football. He did not lie. Wow. That was not cool. I got to get closer to the mic. Hey, of the Houston receivers, which one do you like the best?
Dynasty or redraft?
Redraft. This is redraft.
Diggs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I'm kind of liking.
I
kind of like Tank.
Well, Diggs is on a 1-year rental.
Yeah.
If he wants to go somewhere or play somewhere next year, he's got to ball out. So he's got to do it again. Nico is obviously he got paid.
Yep.
He's going to probably be the number one next year if my little boy Tank Dell doesn't come in. Best ball, Tank Dell all the way. If you can sit him on your bench in the weeks he pops, because he's going to be boom or bust.
Well,
I like that guy. I think he's cool.
Yeah. I just took Evan Ingram for my tight end in the 8th round. And then I should have checked my notes, because this is usually where I target David Montgomery. So I did not read my notes, Cam.
He might come back around.
Oh, yeah. So I'm.
Do we need to phone a friend? Do we need to call Joey?
Oh, Joey! I already talked to him. He can't make it. So, but there's.
I'm just curious because you offered him that trade Tank for David Montgomery. I was just wondering.
Oh, Bigsby. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh God, it was so funny. I wish you could have listened to that conversation, because he was like just very disappointed in me. Now, Miles, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to let you do this. Oh, man. It was pretty funny. Okay, Jake Ferguson went to Ben. Rambo took Zay Flowers. DeAndre Swift goes to Joe Haug 12.
Who?
Joe, I think he's Mike's brother.
He took who?
DeAndre Swift.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you know what? I'm kind of glad I've got my quarterbacks locked up. I've got my tight end locked up. And I am just going to milk these later rounds for the running backs. I think that's what I got to do. Oh, of course he did. Mike, the Raiders fan, guess who he took at the 8-10?
Zamir.
I think Zamir is off the board.
Oh.
Oh, no, he's still there. Yeah, no, he took Brock Bowers, tight end for Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's in the league now, finally.
Redraft, that's a tough call.
Yeah.
What if he pulls a Sam LaPorta?
It could happen.
It could. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be legit.
Yeah.
But he's also got, he's got Gardner Minshew throwing him the ball.
Yeah. Well, and Devonta Adams is there. Okay, Terry McLaurin went off the board at the 9-1. So that's actually good, I think.
The 9th round for Terry McLaurin. That's crazy.
Yep. Well, I got him. I got him in the 9th round, too. So, but
was it?
Yeah, that's when I got him. So, and I'm just looking at Evan Ingram's stats in PPR. There was only one game One, two, three games where he didn't score more than 10 points. So coming for your tight end, I should be happy with that. And then James Conner goes to Joe at 9-2. Man, I wonder. Oh, that's loud. Oh, I thought I was talking really loud. I just had my volume turned really high. Yeah. And then Tank Dell went to Ben. And Rambo is on the clock. After, so I've got Montgomery here. And David Njoku went, slam the button for David Montgomery at the 9-5. It's like stealing candy from a baby. Do you know how hard that is?
No.
Was it Mythbusters did it one time? The baby cried really, really loud. Jordan Addison goes next. Yeah, this draft is shaking out a little bit different than I had expected. I just kind of expected it to go like the other one did. But it is not. So, Jordan Addison, Tyler Lockett, Jaden Reed, bam, 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 off the board. I don't know if I'm liking these guys' teams, Cam, as much as I did the other night. But
there's a couple of them that are pretty solid.
Well, I'm just trying to talk them down like they can hear me through the radio waves. So, okay, this is 9 rounds so far. We got Mike, Big Mike has got Josh Allen and Dak Prescott, Isaiah Pacheco and Kenneth Walker, Marvin Harrison, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith and Terry McLaurin, and Brock Bowers. Joe Haug has got Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray, Travis Etienne, Devontae Smith and James Conner, Puka Nacua, Michael Pittman, Malik Nabers, Big Ben has got Anthony Richardson and Caleb Williams, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, and Tank Dell, and Jake Ferguson. And Rambo has got Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Cooper Kupp, Zay Flowers, David Njoku. And then I've got Tua and Jaden Daniels, David Montgomery. Then I've got Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Chris Olave, Mike Evans, D.K. Metcalf, and Evan Engram. Joey S. has got C.J. Stroud, Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, Joe Mixon, Brandon Ayuk, Chris Godwin, Keenan Allen, Jordan Addison, and Trey McBride. Dalton has got Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, James Cook, Kyren Williams, Rashad White, T. Higgins, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Lockett, and Sam Laporta. Kyle has got Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Bijan Robinson, Devon Achane, Justin Jefferson, Drake London, Christian Kirk, and Jaden Reed.
Who's got that team?
Kyle.
That ain't bad.
His bottom two receivers, Kirk and Reed. Who know? I mean, Kirk might be okay. Reed,
what if they're what if they're number ones?
Well, what if?
The quarterback has to throw the ball to somebody.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. I'm just.
I know. Arguing to argue.
Yep. Oh yeah. And then Matt Winnagel is Justin Herbert. He's the only team that only has one quarterback. Then he has Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara. Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Moore, George Pickens, and then he has two tight ends, Mark Andrews and Dallas Goedert. The main event, Mike, is Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, Breece Hall, Aaron Jones, and he just took Raheem Mostert. His receivers are Deebo Samuel, Nico Collins, and Roma Dunze, and he also has two tight ends, Kelce and Kittle.
Ooh.
He might pull the old Nat Wick on us.
Yeah, that's tight end heavy.
I remember him talking, this one year I had three tight ends and I had all the power.
Yeah. He always ends up in the top three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. I think if I was a better...
A lot of times he's in the championship game quite a bit too, so... Yep.
Matt Winnagle takes Jackson Smith and Jigba. Keon Coleman goes to Kyle. Ooh, I think I'm leaning on my cord, which is making a weird sound. Maybe it's because it's all coiled up. I'm going to have to work on this someday. I keep thinking I should get it like an actual, like, because I have my webcam and it's not good. So, Dalton is offline. But he's not in auto pick yet. So you have to miss a pick for it to do it automatically.
So what's your team right now?
Awesome.
No. what's your team?
Tua, Jaden Daniels, David Montgomery, Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, Chris Olave, Mike Evans, DK Metcalf, and Evan Ingram.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
pretty stout.
Mm-hmm. This is where I've got Rashee Rice penciled in. And this is, I've also been taking, this is where I had Javonte Williams on my board. But currently, Ramondre, Najee, Zamir, Jonathan Brooks, Tony Pollard, Jalen Warren, Nick Chubb, and Javonte Williams are on the board. And Zach Moss. I think, therefore I am. I asked Andrew if he wanted to come on the podcast, and he said, after the harvest. I have to make sure I'm not on the clock here. Nope, I'm not. So it should move. So I'm going to have a hard time. Man, just tell me. I know Najee's old, but Warren's kind of banged up. He could have like four really good weeks. Would you rather have him or Rashee Rice?
Who?
Rashee Rice.
Or who else?
Ramondre went off the board. Tony Pollard went off the board. Would you rather have Najee Harris or Rashee Rice? Because.
Well, you need a running back, but Rashee's sitting there. You grab him.
You know, yeah, I think he's going to give me...
Just do it. Just
yep. He's
rip off the Band-Aid and do
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm making the case for it for the people out there in Radioland.
Oh, that yeah, I don't make many cases. I just... Since.
Yeah, he could end up winning you a week.
Yep, he could.
You know what's funny? JSN went off the board already, and he in the mock drafts, he's been going in like round 11 or 12. Man,
you and those mock drafts.
What? Like you've never mock draft before?
I do, but I listen to stuff and.
So do I. You're not the only.
I know, but I know the guys that I want, and I swing for the fences.
Yep.
If
well,
it
that's,
goes, it goes.
Well, that's why I took Rashee, because Najee can give you a floor. And Rashee might, if he continues to click with, what's his face? With Patrick Mahomes. Oh, man. My Deontay Johnson went off the board. So after me, Rambo took Ridley.
I know a lot of people ain't high on him, but yeah. I think he's going to freaking ball out this year.
Yeah. I mean, he had one really good year like 5 years ago. So that's
he actually didn't do bad last no. year. He's just super bust. He's a super flex player.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you know, but
yeah, let's see. Yeah, I guess he did.
You'd have guys like Calvin Ridley, Tank Dell.
Yeah, but I thought his quarterback was garbage.
What's that?
I thought his quarterback was garbage. Will Levis? So anyway, Matt Rambo takes Calvin Ridley. Ben takes Najee Harris. Deontay Johnson goes to Joe Haug. So I'm going to take him off my board. God dang. I'm going to have to get it. I might have to. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I currently have 6 receivers and 1 running back. I might have to start taking these guys.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea because
Zamir White's still on the board.
You might have to even reach for him a little bit because otherwise you're going to get sniped. And then you're going to end up with Ty Chandler and freaking, you know, just a bunch of number twos.
Yep. I'm going to move him there. Oops. All right. Yeah, I just have running backs queued up. Did you hear Blake Corum is going to be returning kicks? Okay. Yep. All right. Big Mike took Zamir White now.
So he did get him.
Yep, he did. That's okay.
That's fine. He took Bowers too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he'll be.
I'm going to see if Mike is going to take Minshew too.
I don't think he'll. He might take Minshew later, which wouldn't be a bad idea, but then he's got a whole bunch of bye weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Not including the players that have the same bye weeks as the Raiders that are on his team.
Yeah. Got to put a smiley face in there so people can tell I'm not joking. Or tell that I am joking. I don't know. I have a hard time, like, doing the chat during the draft.
Why? You do good.
Oh, it's one thing for me to talk, but to type is completely different. I can talk, but it's weird for me to type and talk. So. Mm-hmm. And let's see where. Yeah, I think this is where I'm going to go on my running back run. I'm just looking at the receivers that are here. Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Watson, maybe, but I need to really concentrate. I need to fill out my running back room here. Jerome Ford's available. All those guys. So, yeah, there's maybe Mike Williams later. Jerry Jeudy. Remember when Jerry Jeudy went in, like, first round or rookie drafts?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost Mike again. Gabe Davis. Yeah, there's only like a couple of receivers I want here. Did you hear Ricky Pearsall, the guy that was shot? Whoa, that went fast. So we went Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Tajay Spears, Rambo was back on the clock. Ricky Pearsall, the rookie receiver that got shot for San Francisco. Yep. They said he was in the weight room already. He's like,
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That is. Good for him.
Oh,
good
yeah. So right now, what do you got, Rambo? Rambo has got two running backs, four receivers, or one, two, three, four, five receivers, and one tight end. So he could take anybody here. So it's the guy I want is Javonte. Said I just.
If he'll fall.
Yeah, well, is I've only got. Yeah, there's lots. He's kind of an area where he might not fall. So.
How many picks till you? Three?
One. I'm right after him.
Yeah,
he took Javonte.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh. What running backs are left right now?
You know what I'm going to do here? I'm taking Christian Watson. Oof. Man. This one.
What running backs were left before you took Christian Watson?
Let me write this down quick. And this goes into the, if Christian Watson, they say he's like had something messed up with his muscles. And
yeah, his hamstring that he's blown the last 3 years.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, so I took Christian Watson. Then Pat Freiermuth went to Joey S. Dalton auto picked Ladd McConkey. DeAndre Hopkins goes to Kyle. And then Matt Wukuru, he takes Devin Singletary. Okay, where is... I'm looking for a guy. JK Two Legs is still here. So, then, ooh, main event Mike took his third quarterback as Deshaun Watson. I wonder how many people are going to end up with three quarterbacks coming out of here. Big Matt only has one quarterback.
Yep, that's Matt.
Well, that's, you know, there's...
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's guys available. Let me draw this back up for quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Will Levis, Geno Smith, Bryce Young, Derek Carr, Drake May, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, Bo Mix. Yeah. Gardner Minshew is still there. Sam Darnold. So there's guys available.
Yeah.
If you kind of like what I was going into, if I hadn't taken guys earlier, I think Tua and Jaden are going to do me fine starting out the season.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I might pick up a third quarterback in this league because I don't know if, yeah, you know what? Those two will probably be fine. You eating ice cream now?
No, I just went and got my food out of the air fryer.
Oh, geez. What's taking so long?
Huh?
So what's taking so long?
Well, I got to put it in my.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Say containers because I meal prep, so then that way I don't have to cook all the time.
Gotcha.
So I'm loaded up for the next couple 3 days.
Nice. Well, that's Grace tries to food prep, and then we like end up throwing food away because we forget it's in there.
Oh yeah.
So, do you think Zach Moss is going to be the man, or is it going to be Chase Brown?
Oh, boy. Eventually, I think it's just going to be Chase Brown. He's a stud. But
yeah, I think with my next pick... Oh, Zach Moss just went. I think I'm going to take... And then Jonathan Brooks, Zach Moss went. And now... at the 12-5 is Joey Sauer, and then I will be picking 12-6. I think right now I've got Brian Robinson queued up, and he is the he is the starter.
You wanted him last time.
Yep, and I didn't get him. So I think if he goes. Or if he isn't there, then I'll take Jerome Ford.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get somebody. Then I might take JK Two Legs. But he's down here a ways. So I think I should be able to roll with Brian Robinson and come back with Jerome Ford. Is what I'm looking at right now.
That would be good.
Yep. Come on, buddy. Why don't some of you guys take your third quarterback? Right?
Yeah. Yep. Let them.
Yep. Ooh. Hey, have you bought a lottery ticket for this next drawing?
No. How much is it up to?
Like 800 billion or 800 million.
I better buy. I'll buy one tomorrow.
Yeah. I think the drawing's Friday. So I kind of forgot. I forgot to do it. I think they had the drawing on, was it Tuesday? I think they draw on Tuesday and Friday with this one. And I was going to buy one yesterday. I'm like, I'm not going to win anyway. And then I'm so delusional, like the next day, I'm like, oh, nobody won. That must mean it's for me. Okay, Cortland Sutton went to Joey S. I take Brian Robinson. My man. Yep. It's all going according to my evil plans. So, man, I went to get in the pool tonight. It was hot outside, and, man, it was cold in the pool. It's been so cool this summer that I've been having to run the heater all the time.
Well, it's going to get hot again next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was getting ready to take it down, and then because the forecast a while ago was like, it's going to be cold, or it's going to be cold from now on until, like, May. And then I looked at it again. God, it's supposed to be, like, 97, I think.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, I should just... Do you want to hear a team rundown? Oh, my. TJ Hawkinson went to Rambo. Jalen Warren went to Ben. And we've got we got four guys on auto pick. So it can... This thing is going to come around pretty fast. How do you feel about Jalen Warren? I picked him up on waivers in our Dynasty League a couple years ago, and I've played him.
So. He's good. I don't like the fact that he's banged up, but he's a good player.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so Nick Chubb went to Joe. Brandon Cooks goes to Mike. Austin Eckler goes to Mike. And then Joe H. is back on the clock. The Khalil Shakir, Jameson Williams went. Man, Blake Corum went, and I'm going to get my pick. Number one in our hearts, Jerome Ford.
There you go.
Yep. That's got exactly what it... Whoa. Everybody is like on... Okay, after I went, I picked Jerome Ford. Ezekiel Elliott, followed by Gus Edwards. Dalton Schultz, the Houston tight end. So I've got three picks left. And I had writing down here. I was just kind of looking at my notes.
When are you gonna take Taysom Hill?
I think I can pass on him until the 16th. Mm. But I've got right now, I had Rico Dowdle. I was looking at him.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. But he Dallas plays Cleveland, who's a tough defense, New Orleans, blah, Baltimore tough, Giants, blah, Pittsburgh and Detroit in the first 6 weeks. Those are four of six are like top ranked defenses this preseason. Oh. So after Schultz, Jerry Jeudy, Romeo Doubs, Audric Estime went. That seems awful. Oh, crap. P. Ryan. That's who I want to use on my 16th pick. He was dropped by the Broncos, and the Chiefs picked him up. And with CEH going on to PUP, he might get playing time tomorrow night. He's already working with the first team, I read.
Yep.
Do you know who I really wished was somebody? Was that rugby player? Luis Rees-Zammit. I had him on all my teams, and then Chuba Hubbard went off the board. Trey Benson, Cole Kmet, and then Joey S is on. I think, let's see what running backs are here. This one's going a lot faster. So Chase Brown is here. Zach Charbonnet, Kendre Miller, J.K. Dobbins, Jalen Wright, Rico Dowdle, Antonio Gibson, Ty Chandler, Tyler Algier, Marshawn Lloyd, Damian Pierce, Ray Davis. I think I'm going to take J.K. here if he falls to me. And there's just...
Yeah, that'll be a good pick.
Yep. And then let me cue... Because I shouldn't say nobody is taking P. Ryan, but I am.
You're gonna?
Ooh. Well, that was almost a super screw up. Because Kirk Cousins went to Joey S. Okay. I'm going to take Dobbins here because we'll know whether he's the guy this week or not. Okay. Okay, after me. Jeez, that was fast. So I picked Dobbins, Jacoby Myers, Zach Charbonnet, Bryce Young, Chase Brown, Taysom Hill. He's on auto draft, that's why. He should not have gone though. Rashid Shaheed, Luke Musgrave, Rico Dowdle, and I'm back on the clock. This is going fast. I think I'm going to go ahead. Seeing as Taysom's gone.
Rico Dowdle?
No, Dowdle's gone too.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So I'm just looking here. I think I'm going to take Mike Williams here. Nah, I'm not.
Why?
Nah, exactly. I'm taking P. Ryan. I ain't playing the game.
Yeah.
Kendre Miller. And they seem to hate him.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of the good stuff, but yeah. I don't know.
You know what? It's if I don't have Taysom Hill, that's probably okay.
Well, it's got to be okay.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if I'm as strong in this league as I was in the other one. Okay. Oh, am I back on the clock? Nope. Okay. So after I took P. Ryan, Ty Chandler, Adonai Mitchell, Jalen Wright, Mike Williams went, and now I've got it. This is the last pick coming up. Man, do I want to take Russell Wilson? Am I going to play him? That's the question.
Yeah, but it's a super flex. Another quarterback never hurts.
Yep. Where's Miami here? Miami. Yeah. Do I like Russell Wilson? Doesn't matter. It's a game.
Yep.
Oh, Daniel Jones is the savior. Not really. Oh, Jordan Mason went. And Josh Palmer. So, God dang. I'm kind of... I'm not wishing for anything bad to happen. Just remember that. But yep. I think that Carson Steele is going to end up playing substantial time. What do you think?
He might.
You know who I might take instead of Russell Wilson? I might take Tyler Algier. Because they used him a lot last year, even with Bijan there. And if Bijan gets hurt, has Bijan been hurt before?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, so he's about due then.
You would wish that upon my dynasty team.
I don't wish for anybody to get hurt.
I know.
Yeah. Holy cow. Adam Thielen, Antonio Gibson, Xavier Leggett, and Joey S. You're on the clock. Man. What do you think of Ray Davis? Do you think they're going to use him as a battering ram?
No. I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like they trust Cook and inside the 10 and the 20. Hunter Henry goes. All right, it's my last pick. I am not loving anybody here.
Who are some of the running backs that are there?
Kendre Miller, Marshawn Lloyd, Tyler Algier, Jaleel McLaughlin. I'll take him.
Yep, do it.
Yep. Oh, pushed the wrong button. Wait, am I? Okay, I did draft him. Okay. She showed up on my ad list. So after that, Sam Darnold, Jahan Dotson, Marshawn Lloyd, and Tyler Algier went. The draft has finished.
Okay.
Yeah. You got time to talk about these teams? Are you ready?
Actually, I don't. I gotta get to bed because I gotta get up right away in the morning.
Yep. Sounds good, Cam.
Okay, Miles, or the Highwayman.
The Highwayman. I'm about to pee my pants.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Man. Talk to you later, Cam.
I'll probably give you a shout tomorrow.
All right. Remember to set your lineups. Bye.
Oh, yeah. No shit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. I made it so far, and that was the last word I was going to say.
And always remember to set your lineups.
Yep.
All right. Night, Cam.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Well, that was the illustrious Cam. This podcast was not as involved as our last one. But I'm like looking at teams here. We got Mike Haugen. He has Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Isaiah Pacheco, Kenneth Walker, Zamir White, Austin Eckler, Chase Brown, Tyler Algier, Marvin Harrison, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Terry McLaurin, Xavier Worthy, Brandon Cooks, and two tight ends, Brock Bowers and Taysom Hill. And usually I've been getting Taysom Hill. I've got him on every one of my other teams. And I can't tell if people, oh wow, they're talking crap in the chat. GG. I don't even know what that says. GG boys? Good game, boys. I'm betting that means. Yeah. I think Mike regrets auto-drafting. He's going to... I don't know. I like Taysom Hill. Can't lie there. I like that. And he's got Pacheco and Walker. That's good. Yeah, he's got a good, solid team. Joe Haug has Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, and Bryce Young. Running backs, ETN, DeAndre Swift, James Conner, Nick Chubb, who's on PUP, Marshawn Lloyd, who has been hurt. Then his receivers are Puka Nacua, Michael Pittman, Malik Nabers, Deontay Johnson, whom I love, Hollywood Brown, who isn't gonna shouldn't play tomorrow night, Khalil Shakir and Rashid Shaheed, and I'm not a fan of that team either. And Ben has got Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams, that could be good, could be real good. Then for running backs, he's got Christian McCaffrey, great, Berkeley, great. Najee Harris could be good. Tajay Spears, split backfield. Jalen Warren, split backfield. Charbonnet, backup. His receivers, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Tank Dell, Jameson Williams, and Jahan Dotson, who is a number three now in Philadelphia. And his tight ends are Jake Ferguson and Luke Musgrave. Looking, Jake was surprising last year, and I think Luke did pretty good, too. One of those things, McCaffrey can win you the league. Barkley has been able to win you stuff. Harris is solid. His receivers are, his top receivers are okay. They're solid. Adams, Diggs, and Cooper. But then on Rambo, he got start with his quarterbacks. Stafford and Rodgers and Darnold. They should be fine. They're not runners, but they're not gonna, they shouldn't lose you games. And then for running backs, he's got Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Javonte Williams, whom I really wanted, Blake Corum, and Rico Dowdle. I think Rico could have a good second half of the season, but his few games here at the beginning just could be kind of rough for him. And then his receivers, Lamb, great. Wilson, should be great. Cup, has had greatness in the past, should be fine. Zay Flowers and Calvin Ridley. Cam likes Ridley. I'm not sold on him, probably because I drafted him a few years ago, and then he like got caught gambling and had to leave the league for a year, and that just sucked. And then Jacoby Myers is just a guy. His tight ends are Njoku and Hockenson. Let's see, with Joey Sauer, we got C.J. Stroud, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins. Stroud is a pocket passer, Goff is a pocket passer, Cousins, they'll just volume, they're going to give you good floors. For running back, James Cook, Kyron Williams, and Rashad White could be great. And then I still like Ramondre, I think he gives you a good floor. Zach Moss should give you a good floor. Gus Edwards should give you a floor. I think Dobbins might be the starter, actually be the starter over Gus, but we'll see. His receipt, I got messed up here. Sorry. Scratched those running backs. So it went Stroud, Goff, Cousins, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, Joe Mixon, Tony Pollard, Ezekiel Elliott, and Ty Chandler. I like Gibbs. Mixon should be okay. Pollard, timeshare. So his receivers are Ayuk, Godwin, Keenan Allen, Jordan Addison. Addison has some legal trouble, and Cortland Sutton. You know, Sutton might produce. I'm not sure. Well, it remains to be seen. So, and then I gave you some of Dalton's team also. On here, he has Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow. Should be good. And then he has, this is where James Cook, Kyron Williams, Rashad White. That's really good. Ramondre Stevenson, Zach Moss, Gus Edwards. Stevenson's the starter. Moss is the starter. Edwards, it could be the starters. I think he'll give you a good floor. I think it's actually going to be Dobbins. It's going to be, but we'll see. Okay, for receivers, Higgins, is good. Samuel, Lockett, McConkey, Adonai Mitchell, and Xavier Leggett. I'm not feeling the love for Dalton's team. Sorry, bro. Kyle, Jordan Love. I talked about taking him here, and I went with a receiver instead. But okay, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence. Those are his two quarterbacks. Then he has Bijan Robinson and Devon Achane and Jonathan Brooks, who's on the pup. Trey Benson, who I think could be a stud post like midseason. Jalen Wright, very good potential. Antonio Gibson, whom I've loved, but I don't think they used him right in Washington. Maybe his best years are behind him. And then his receivers are Justin Jefferson, Drake London, Christian Kirk, Jaden Reed, Keon Coleman, DeAndre Hopkins. He could be all right. Could be all right. Pretty solid. Matt Winnagle. We got Justin Herbert and Baker Mayfield. As a guy who always drafts late quarterbacks, as you guys see, but hear me talking. I was an early acolyte of the late quarterback, and I just carried on. I was always running backs, and I'd just load up on running backs, and I'd pick up receivers off the waiver wires, and I didn't worry about quarterbacks, and the league has changed. So, his running backs, Derrick Henry, he can win you the year if they use him the way we think. Kamara, should we get a lot of PPR work? Devin Singletary, he is the starting running back for the Giants. Chuba Hubbard, current starter for the Carolina Panthers. And I think I might have gotten too cute because I should have ended up with him. But you effed around and you found out. His receivers, Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, nice. DJ Moore, there's a very crowded receiver room for Chicago. George Pickens, he should be the wide receiver one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And despite what Cam said, I kind of like him. And then he also got JSN. Matt is a Seattle fan, so that's why he probably picked him up there. But then he has Jerry Jeudy, Mike Williams, and Adam Thielen. And see, I still like Mike Williams. Well, it remains to be seen what happens for him, though. And then main event Mike is got Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, and Deshaun Watson. And you've got the floor of Purdy and the upside of Jackson. And Watson could be great, but it's been a while since he's been great. His running backs, Breece Hall, Aaron Jones, Raheem Mostert, Audric Estime, and Jordan Mason, who I'd like to pick up, but I've got him in a couple other leagues. He's nice. He's the backup to Christian McCaffrey, and there's talk that he might get some work too. His receivers, Deebo Samuel, Nico Collins. I don't like the Houston receivers. There's three big names there, and it's hard to get them all split up. And then, so Deebo, Nico, Romadunze, another crowded receiving room. Brian Thomas, Romeo Doubs, Josh Palmer. Then his tight ends, Kelce and Kittle. And that could be good, but I like Kittle and I like Kelce, but I think Kelce, it seems like they're saving him for the playoffs. And then Kittle is so hit or miss, especially now that Ayuk is back. If Ayuk hadn't been re-signed, I think I would have gone after Kittle harder. But that's that. And then me, I have Tua, Tagovailoa, and Jaden Daniels. I have Jaden Daniels in the other Superflex League. And then I went with my running backs. I have David Montgomery, Brian Robinson, Jerome Ford, who is a starter since Chuba's out, J.K. Dobbins, who I think is the starter for the Chargers, Samaje Perine, who just signed with the Chiefs, so he might be worth checking out, Jaleel McLaughlin, who is a running back for the Broncos, and I think they might use him. Sean Payton has always utilized a two-back system, and I think we might. Did my computer shut off? No. Okay. All right. And then to my receivers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, Chris Olave, Mike Evans, DK Metcalf, Rashee Rice, and Christian Watson. And Ken took the same approach as I did with my other team, where I have the wide receiver one on every, or every receiver I took is a wide receiver one for their team. And Rashee Rice has had some legal problems, but he is, it seems like they're not going to punish him till next year. Christian Watson, if he's healthy, is their Green Bay's playmaker. So I don't think I like this team as much as my other Superflex team, but I think it is very, it's different and yet it's built the same. It's got a lot of the same players, not all the same players, but they're like why is Montgomery going in the 9th round? Why Brian Robinson is a starter for Washington? Why is he in the 12th? Jerome Ford's a starter. Why is he in 13th? So, anyway, I was going to get an air horn sound, but I didn't get around to it tonight. Oh, man, somebody's already making roster moves. Should probably go check that out. Bucky Irving, Michael Winslow. What the heck? Okay. Yeah, people are making moves on the okay, I see what he did. You can add players and put them onto the PUP, and that's what he did. He dropped a player, picked him up. So, anyway, I'm going to sign out. That's been...